From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. This evening, we're going to shine a spotlight on librarians. For 4 years, they've been on the front lines of opposition to the Patriot Act, the law adopted after September 11th that expanded government powers to investigate terror suspects. This weekend, the Patriot Act seems set for long-term renewal. House Speaker Dennis Hastert and Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid say they will support a Senate-White House compromise worked out this week. The new language allays the civil liberties concerns of four Republicans and several Democrats who had filibustered the attempt to renew the Patriot Act. We'll be hearing from some librarians to see if they're satisfied with the Senate changes, but first we turn to NPR's Larry Abramson to explain the compromise.
Three major changes that they've made since the filibuster blocked reauthorization of the law back in December. First, when the FBI comes looking for information in terror investigations, they can order the person who has the information not to tell anyone ever that they have received an order from the FBI. So say it's an airline that's ordered to tell where somebody has been flying. They can't tell anybody else about this. Well, the compromise would allow that gag order to be lifted. It would allow the airline to challenge that gag order. However, the airline would have to wait a year before they can challenge the order. And the idea is that they don't want to spoil the investigation while it's ongoing. Another thing is that somebody who received a similar order, known as a national security letter, would, under the previous version, would have had to tell the Justice Department who their attorney was if they're going to challenge the gag order that came with that kind of order. They won't have to do that anymore. And in addition, there are protections to libraries, which have been very concerned about the reach of the Patriot Act. Most libraries will be out of reach of these kinds of FBI orders that I just described under the compromise.
Civil libertarians have been very concerned about the Patriot Act. Do you think that this compromise is going to allay their concerns?
No, it definitely doesn't. And the American Civil Liberties Union and most other civil liberties groups who have voiced concerns say that this really is whitewashing the concerns that they had. They didn't want to just have provisions that would allow people to make noise about the Patriot Act. They wanted to limit the police powers in the first place. These changes that were made only allow people to complain, basically, when the Patriot Act is used in ways that they think are wrong. It doesn't stop law enforcement from using the Patriot Act in those ways in the first place. And so they're very unhappy with this. They're hoping to get some other changes made before the bill actually passes Congress, but that's going to be tough going because this compromise was so hard to hammer out.
NPR's Larry Abramson, thank you so much.
You're welcome.